Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashunya Yogi speaking and it's 7:05 PM here in Hyderabad and it's been a back-breaking day for me because I was totally involved in trying to repair my Wahoo smart bike trainer. And let me tell you, I have not been successful at it. After 6 hours of working on it, right from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock, I have been trying to get that thing working. I still needed a few more tools to open the bearings, but I couldn't manage to open the bearings with all the existing tools I had. And in fact, I actually assembled and disassembled it at least 4 to 5 times. And the last time I had to assemble and disassemble it was because I forgot to put in 2 screws. Can you believe it? I had to remove the whole thing because those screws were really deep inside and I had to remove each and every part again to fix those screws and then put it back again. Well, it was a test of patience. And I think I succeeded at that, at least, if not trying to repair my Wahoo trainer. So, yes, I need to look out for new tools to try to get to repair my Wahoo trainer. So, but I think one good thing about this is I've got good confidence now on trying to repair things myself, specifically trainers. I got to learn how to actually change the belt in case it gets spoiled. In fact, I will be ordering a Wahoo belt, spare belt soon, because I feel this one is nearing its lifespan and I could see that, so you know, I will order it in advance. So let's see that. Well, apart from that, of course, I did modify a few training plans. There was Rashmi's yoga session. I woke up at around 3:45 today just to enjoy my cup of coffee before the yoga session. And I did dry land swimming as well as 45 minutes run. So those were ticked, but I just couldn't get on to the bike because I was trying to repair my trainer. I felt that if my trainer is repaired, then I can easily do a little bit 3-4 hour ride tomorrow. Fingers crossed. I don't know how it's going to be tomorrow. And still hopeful that I might be able to get a decent bike workout. So let's see how that goes in. Well, I also posted the video about what champions do. And I've got very good response from a lot of people, and they seem to have liked the Champion Series, which and in fact even Seema's friends have commented, and you know, they really liked that 15-20 second video, and so that's a good thing, and I really like the concept, and I want to, you know, keep on doing this concept even more further. That also helps me in my creativity. So that's one thing that I plan to do. Always trying to push yourself to see what you can do. Well, I'm happy about today's day, you know, completely happy. I was out of my comfort zone. I was really fingers crossed, because I didn't know once I open a trainer whether I'll be able to fix it back again. And if I'm not able to fix it back, then what? You know, So those apprehensions were there. I was nervous about, you know, whether I can do it or not. This is the first time that I've ever opened a bike trainer. But I said, let's go ahead and do it. If I don't do it, when will I learn? And today I'm very happy that I did that. So coming out of your comfort zone, trying to push your limit, trying to see, learn new things, keeping on learning, you know, is very key for us to move forward. And today, one of the biggest lessons I learned is that, you know, you got to be independent, you know, from other people. Specifically today, now, if you have to go to a mechanic and try to get this thing done, you know, it's going to be a tough ask, and you don't know whether he's going to do a good job of it or not. But you know, now that I've done it, I think this is a good way. Now I'm going to service my bike. My next target is actually to clean up the bottom bracket, open it up completely, and clean it up, degrease it, and oil it again, and see how that works. So that's my next target. I didn't want to do it today because already I spent a lot of time on the bike trainer. So I will be doing that maybe next week. Let's see how it goes, because now I'm really interested in trying to open up and fix stuff. Started off with my bike shoes, and I'm going to take it a step further. I also managed to remove the cassette, you know, back cassette, and open it completely and fix it back again. So that's also something that I learned today. So good. I mean, these are good lessons that I've learned. Well, didn't get time for anything else. I was completely immersed in this. Tomorrow, hopefully, I should get a decent bike workout done. And I'm happy that I am talking less and doing more. And this was a conscious thing. Every time I felt the urge, you know, to talk, I could hear this voice in my head saying, you know, Sunil, you need to talk less. So I think that's helping me. The other thing where I said that patience, I today, at least one thing I learned today is to be patient and not get irritated and angry. Usually when I'm doing such a thing, I would really get pissed off and frustrated. You know, today I assembled the same stuff 4 to 5 times without losing my patience or getting angry or getting frustrated on myself as well as others. And it's not that I never felt the irritation, or it's not that I never got irritated, but I could release it immediately when I could sense it coming. So I never let it cross a certain limit. You know, every time I felt I'm really getting irritated or I'm getting frustrated, I just calmed myself down and released it. I didn't try to control it, because I think if you try to control your anger, you can't control your emotions. It is just a matter of time before it will just burst out. So not trying to control it, but just trying to release it. I think that is key. And how do you release, you know, frustration or pressure or tension? Is to first accept that you are getting frustrated, you are getting irritated, you are getting this angry, and just focus on that emotion and let it be there and let it go naturally, you know, rather than trying to talk to yourself, calm down, or you know, take it easy, you know, take a deep breath, Relax, relax. I didn't try to do anything of that sort because I felt any of that is a temporary solution, you know, to the problem. It does not solve the problem. The object, if you want to solve the problem, you need to observe the problem, you need to accept the problem, and you need to give time to the problem to let it dissolve on its own. And that is key. So I never told calm down, take a deep breath, or, you know, try to distract myself. It was just simple observing. Observing my stress, observing my frustration, and just working towards it. You know, moment immediately I could know if I'm getting frustrated, I says, okay, good. I think I am getting frustrated, and just continue with what's there and what's going on, and just be an observer of the emotion. Don't try to fight it or control it. A very good lesson learned, and I'm trying to apply this in a lot of areas. You know, when you see your kids not doing the things you want them to do, again, you know, you try to get frustrated, you try to get angry, you try to raise your voice. You know, instead of that, just tell them respectfully what needs to be done. And most of the time, if you see, they will go ahead and do it without any argument. But if you raise your voice, then there will be resistance. And you might find it getting even tougher. So I did this today again, you know, when my bedroom was like all clothes all over the bedroom. I very respectfully told my daughter, you know, daughter, can you clean, make sure that my bedroom is clean. And, you know, she did it, and she did a good job of it. Else, if I would have got frustrated, I don't think it would have gone anywhere, the conversation. So, yes, that's where I'm trying to use it, everywhere. Of course, changes come in small, small packages. But those small victories really give you confidence to do other things and to take up bigger challenges in life. Well, I still have to follow my motto of talking less and doing more. So now I will stop this podcast. I hope you have found it interesting, something to think about. And have a fantastic weekend, guys. Enjoy your Saturday, Sunday with your family. Take good care of your health. And I will see you soon. Bye-bye.